Hornfield Campus near Macomb is about to celebrate its 50th anniversary, and improvements are planned to make it an even more attractive location for the next 50 years. The 90-acre, mostly wooded site was a private retreat center before Western Illinois University acquired it in 1965. Mindy Pfeiffer is its current program coordinator. She says although Western owns Hornfield Campus, the school provides no operating budget for it.
So we are tasked with earning our own revenues to put back into the facility and for, you know, staffing and programs and equipment. Not to say that the university doesn't help with special projects, with year-end funding, with grad assistance. My salary is in the operating. So the basic structure of the, you know, the utilities, anything that bigger than what we can handle, I can get support for from the university. But day in, day out, we do our own custodial, groundskeeping, landscaping for the most part. All of my staff are students. And a lot of the programs out there I like to reiterate is because we're in a university, most of the projects out there are student-driven. And it's not just for Recreation Park and Tourism Administration students. I have forestry students, biology students, law enforcement students. It's psychology students. Actually, we're talking about studying the beehives because they're looking at bee behavior and, you know, how is that correlated to the demise of the bee population. So, again, a lot of different majors, academic units can use that. And Horn's major role is to support the university's mission of teaching, outreach, and research.
So as part of the 50th anniversary celebration, you'll be holding an event in late September, Lodge and Libations. That's also kicking off a major fundraising campaign for you. Is that correct?
It sure is. There have been no major capital improvements funded by the state. And, you know, I was pretty much told when I took the job that whatever happens out here, you make it happen. And again, not to discount anything that the university has done at Horn in terms of facilities, because we have improved. We've got rural water line. We've got Wi-Fi out there. We have slowly created more of a utility infrastructure to support more programming. But the need from the day I walked in the door, and I'm sure my predecessors felt the same need, we need more programming area. So we are going to kick off this campaign. We've got some renders. Again, I think the neat part is even the renders were designed by a student as an independent study project. So, again, we have a leadership team that has helped drive the vision of it's time to give it our best shot of can we make this outdoor education facility happen in the next 5 years.
That's what you're looking to build is an outdoor education building. How large would it be?
It would be large enough to have a classroom. It would be large enough to store all of our outdoor equipment. Again, we have very limited storage facility. We don't have a shop, you know, to bring picnic tables inside and work on them in the winter. So we would have a shop, workshop, be able to store the canoes, the trailers. As people have been to Horn Lodge know, the kitchen is inadequate in terms of, you know, being up to code. So we, you know, the long-term goal then is to have an adequate kitchen space where outside groups could actually come in and utilize that. I'm just very excited about the prospects of how much we could grow the programmatic aspect of Horn with just a little bit of an additional facility.
Do you have a feel for what it would look like? Would it fit into kind of a woodsy area?
That's the goal. That's the goal within budgetary guidelines.
Do you have a timeline for when you would like to have raised enough money to build the facility?
Well, our first goal would be we do have the project broken down into phases. So phase one would be about $130,000, and our goal would be to have that done in a year. So by next September, our goal would be to break ground to at least, you know, lay some cement and have a structure for us to run under to get out of the rain and a restroom. And then the ambitious goal is then maybe by 3 years we can, you know, then take the next two phases.
Mindy Pfeiffer is program coordinator for Horn Field Campus. She says the ultimate goal is to raise $700,000 to pay for the outdoor education building. It'll be named after Dr. Frank Lupton, who's credited with leading the way to make the Field Campus what it is today. Lupton will participate in the Lodge and Libations fundraiser on September 27th. Registration information can be found on the Horn Field Campus website. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.